Grain futures, we were higher across the board earlier in the session this morning. The wheat trade, we were up a dime in Chicago, almost that same amount in Kansas, pulling spring wheat from a lower value to a higher value as the market becomes concerned about Europe. The French milling wheat contract, again, bolting to a new recovery highs. It's basically recovered well over half of the losses that it has seen since the spring lift. Well, we certainly haven't done any of that. That crop is definitely on the downside. They're beyond flowering over there. They are in the heading process. Germany, Poland, they could be a bit flowering yet. And so this heat, 107 in Paris, France yesterday, 112 in some areas of the country, definitely hurting the corn over there that is pollinating, as we've seen the corn prices bolt about 60 cents a bushel in the last 2 weeks. Now, we have some heat coming here. Not as dramatic. We're going to warm up over the 4th. We've got some warm temperatures over the 4th into July 8th. Going to kind of rattle the cage a little bit, but we haven't seen that kind of heat, you know, come and stick since the year 2012. So nobody really cares. It's kind of like an eon. Maybe we get a bounce to sell, which is what we had seen across the board this morning. We had corn higher. We had soybeans higher. Wheat, like I said, higher. But with crude oil back near $70 a barrel this morning, down $3, actually traded below 70 briefly, the albatross hanging on the neck of the grain market. Even though we collapsed well ahead of the energy markets, the energy market collapsed alongside of gold and silver. I mean, it's rather glaring, so we got to kind of shake that off a little bit. But we're trying to stand on our own here. We have the wheat still in Chicago, July up 2 cents, 5.88¾, September up 2, 5.99. By the way, options expire for all the July contracts this Friday. And we go first notice day next Tuesday. The July Kansas up 1¼, 6.19½. September Kansas gaining 2 cents, 6.27¼. But like I said, we were up almost a dime earlier on this data. The Minneapolis July down 4.5 cents, 5.83½. September losing 2 cents, 6.15½. December Minneapolis down 2 at 6.39¼. The corn trade, July down 2 cents, 4.07¾. December down 1½, 4.35¾. Soybeans, the soybean oil market off for the second day in a row today with the crude oil market, but holding up quite well considering where it was last Thursday when we got the EPA news that popped us on Monday, still holding quite a bit of that gain. July beans today, like I said, down 5¾, 11.11¼. November off 4¾, 11.37. Meal for July up 80 cents a ton, 303.70, while July bean oil down 76 cents at 69.85. December bean oil off 50 cents at 66.08. Cattle futures higher to sharply higher on the feeder cattle trade. The box beef up 63 cents for choice select off $1.20. And the index for feeders is up $2.91. 375.91. We had the August feeders bolt to 375.40 earlier. Now we're up 5.27 at 373.42. So we were up over $7 at one time on these August feeders. September feeders showing a gain still of 395, 370.92. October feeders up 312, 367.72. November still showing a $3 gain at 364.75. In the hogs, we are down 32 cents on the July contract, 93.90. October off 12, 81.07. Gold has been below 4,000, currently down $147.80 at $4,001. That's 4,001. That's where we're at right now. Low of 3,980 as the fears of a likely interest rate hike later this year weighs on them. The U.S. dollar up over par now. We're up 21 cents at 101.38, so that's rattling the cage. Silver under $60. We have the July silver off $4.59 at $57.48 as we head towards first notice day there next Tuesday. Bitcoin, we're under $60,000 on this, down $2,960 at $59,400 on the June contract. And crude oil, been down to $69.63, currently off $2.96 a barrel at $70.26, despite heavy draws on the oil index, but the build for gasoline and diesel fuel was considered the negative. So crude oil down, gasoline down 7.5 cents a gallon. August contract $2.78 Diesel fuel for August down 2 cents a gallon, $3.09 Any questions, especially about livestock risk protection insurance, you have the ability to switch your agents through July 1st. We're here to help. We're not just an agent that writes a contract. We understand the markets. We understand the seasonalities of them. We know how to tranche these LRPs to give you a better fit for your organization. Call us, 701-222-0221. Better yet, our phone number is at the website. That's easier to remember, heartlandinvest.com. We're here to help. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.